Hello and welcome to a very special Stargate Oversight duology. We call these next two episodes the Heat Madness episodes. There's extended cuts of both of these on Patreon with the Heat Madness left in. But we removed it for listenability. Please enjoy. Sorry, what was that? I was busy sexting my girlfriends.
So, I am your wonderful host, Arctisha Frost. My pronouns are she and her.
Hi, I'm Hope Real. My pronouns are she and it. And really, no time to allow the pre-episode banter? Really?
Well, we can still do the pre-episode banter. I mean, my brain was not flying onto anything, so I just did the pronouns because it's an easy thing to fill time with.
Hello, I'm
Hi,
Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
My pronouns are he and him. And I delayed this podcast recording because I thought they were having a break and forgot that we had to move to a different room to record. So I forgot.
That's the worst bit. I don't get it.
I legitimately do not.
Speaking
understand.
Of ugly bastard, Thor's chariot.
Yeah, welcome to Pimp My Chariot, starring Thor from Stargate.
Yeah, so as wonderful as it would be to keep talking about our favorite hentai, we're going to discuss Stargate. We're a Stargate podcast.
I don't know any numbers off by heart, though, as I jokingly just say a string of numbers.
I don't know
any I was going to do trying to do that one, which I think is like 1-7.
Oh, no.
You're
on the...
talking about...
Yeah,
that
yeah
is I know. I was trying to remember what the tag... Yeah, I was trying to remember what the tag was, but I don't remember it.
Which I think the author literally, like, later on in their career, tried to be like, more of a
the
regular.
The author literally
then,
like went back and drew the JoJo ending.
Could
to
not
it.
Escape.
Yeah. Oh. Wait. Was that by the original
not
author?
Escape the stigma. Yes, the author could not escape the stigma of being the author of Metamorphosis, so fucking changed it into being like a. It was all a no, no. The author did the. It was all a fucking like porno shoot. It wasn't a real story. Like, it was all a shot. Like, he added in a load of scenes at the end of them talking about, like, you know, the
oh, okay. That's the different... That's not the one I'm thinking of. I was thinking of the one that Hope was referencing.
No, I know what you're thinking of.
Where Josuke and Okuyasu come and fix her.
Yeah. That's not the author. The author tried to play it off like, nah, guys, it was totally just a porno shoot. And this
anyway,
thing, you know,
next month's bonus episode is a Serbian film.
No. That's better
than
that.
I've seen that movie twice, and I'm
born.
I've seen that movie twice. I will not inflict that on anyone.
Yeah,
I wouldn't inflict that on you. I did when I was in my edgy teenage years. I did make friends watch that on in Gary's Mod Cinema.
Yes, Gary's Mod Cinema. Like, it's like you literally like set up a cinema in Gary's Mod, you can play videos in it.
Yeah, and the entirety of a Serbian film was on YouTube for a while.
Yep. And they didn't care, because Serbia! Like, I think Borat went up on YouTube for a while as well.
So, Thor's Chariot is an episode of Stargate.
Thor's Pimpmobile, come on. Nah, I guess. Welcome to Pimp My Ride.
Sorry, you know.
Today we're taking Thor of the Asgard, we're pimping his chariot. Before, you know, wooden wheels and an X, kind of lame. But now we've given it chrome rims, Asgard teleportation tech, and a blinged out knack with a trinium and alloy frame, and a banging speaker system. Do you want to see how we do
this? Well, you see.
On Pimp My Ride.
Thank you, Hope. Before we return, but before that, we must discuss, well, sir, if we go to this point here in the galaxy, we could put the wibbly wobbly here, and that would allow the thingamajig to do the thing.
I mean, this...
Oh, no!
If it weren't for various reasons that will happen, this would be really plot important. Like, hey, this is the route from Gould territory to Earth. What if we put a fucking big dish on the way in that was like, hey, Gould are coming, run.
Now, they, except it's the US military, so they're going to do, like, the lowest bidder version of that. And it's just going to be, like, a little bell where they have just a guy standing there and dinging the bell if he sees a wall ship.
Oh, I see. I see a rupture in hyperspace. Ding, 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 ding. Just imagining Curry's bell that he bought on the show that one time.
Oh, don't worry. That's not a gold chip. It's just the Herald of Free Enterprise sinking again.
Yeah. Yep, yeah.
The fucking Herald of Free Enterprise is one of the stupidest things ever. Thanks, Thor. Sorry, P&L Cruisers.
So, yeah.
Legend says it's still sinking to this day.
Inbound Traveler! Inbound Traveler!
Oh, well, there goes our day. Everyone to the gate room, guns out, prep the self-destruct.
Yeah, prep the self-destruct, make sure that IRS is closed so that we turn someone into... So if someone ends up teleporting here, they make the Minecraft oof sound while they slowly take damage from being stuck inside a wall.
I mean, you take so much damage, you just die instantly.
No, that's what happens. You know, they hear the walls come in and they just go, oop, oop, oop.
It's close, but you're not quite.
And then the little message comes up with saying, like, Apophis is suffocated or whatever.
Gould X, Gould number 1142 has died. Listeners, can you tell it's hot and our brains are like... I don't know if you can tell from last episode.
It's hot.
We're recording these
It's hot, it's late at night. It's hot, it's late at night. Our brains are sludge. And unfortunately, we've used all of our brain power on the bad episode.
We did. It's fine. It's fine, we can get through this. We got this. It's a good episode we can talk about. We pre-wrote jokes, I'm sure.
So yeah, we have, they open up the iris after everything's gone, and they all die of fucking radiation poisoning.
Oh no, because it's all stuck in the iris. But yeah, there's signs of iridium, as if someone threw a box made of iridium at the gate.
It would be really funny if they forgot they did that and couldn't figure out what the box was and then just leave it.
They just the one time they forget to check for radiation symbols and like, shit.
No, I'm saying they checked for the radiation, but they just forgot about the iridium box that they gave the fucking
Asgard. I mean, to be fair, they almost did, and then Daniel's like, my role in the episode has come. Thing! Like, to be fair, we are getting two Daniel Jackson episodes in a row.
Yeah, they're like, please, please, Daddy Hammond, can we go out there and see if they're okay?
I mean, they send them up and they see a bunch of dead people and Gil, and it's like, we may have done fucked.
Hey, she's mouthing something, but the probe can't tell what it is. I think she's probably saying, we're fine here, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what Hammond says, but they turn it up anyway. It's like, you're not fine.
please help us. The Ettins have come, and the Grendels sure can't be far behind them.
And our greatest hero, Beowulf, is off getting sick, nasty pussy and won't come.
Yeah, Beowulf's getting sick, nasty pussy. Grendel is coming. unrelated.
No, I think they are related. He's... That's what. But isn't like the thing that Grendel seduced Beowulf or something?
But unfortunately, he's left his computer on while he's slaying some pussy, and his fucking norns are getting absolutely beaten up by the Grendel to just go into the garden.
I was making a classical literature reference.
And I was making a different reference, and I was trying to tie the two together.
With one big Grendel knot.
Exactly.
You know where that's tied.
Little known fact that Beowulf was a big fan of the 1990s Creatures series.
Yeah. Sure. Don't know. It's okay. But yeah. So, I mean, we should probably go because, you know, we're responsible.
Listen, folks, that's the best joke I have of the night.
Oh, God. Oh, listen, we're responsible. I wish I had good drops in this because, like, it was just like, we're responsible for this. Like, I got trapped. I told Daniel to shoot. I shot.
I was there! Yeah. Was that intentionally? Was that intentionally them remembering they forgot to put her in that episode?
She was in the episode, she just didn't do anything. Like, they're just like, the show is starting to find its humor, kind of. Which is...
Hey, Sam, remember that one episode where we told you to go fuck yourself because you had nothing for you to do?
Yeah. I mean, I wrote it, it's in the last one, I think, but it's like, is it sexist the fact that Carter has nothing to do half the time, so we gave her Gould magic?
Because
they had nothing to do with the character half the time, because like Carter's role is backup military commander and brainy one bracket science.
Yeah, we have no idea what to do with her, so we made her a Jedi.
Basically, yes.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, they basically, like, it's not that they didn't have anything to do with her, it's that they decided that this is what they were doing with her this episode.
To be fair, if this is something they keep up, it's cool as fuck.
Yeah, it is, like...
Keep doing it!
Yeah.
It is constant while it's relevant.
Oh no, I don't like the sound of that.
So it does continue for a while, but it becomes... Like, the relevance drops off for various reasons.
But yeah, so they arrive, and everyone's fucking dead.
Yeah, I mean, they saw that on the camera. Everyone is fucking dead. But what I want to know is...
But everyone's really dead.
Like, if there has been a Gould invasion, are you going to get, like, some crack commando squads? Like get the Irish SG team that specialize in demolitions, SG Team 6,
nah.
The Marines...
Nah, just send SG-1. Yeah, we can't afford the extras this episode.
Yeah. We can't afford the extras. We've spent all the money on the CGE.
Hammond, what about all of the other troops we could send? I'm sorry, Jack, but they're all sleeping right now.
They're on their nap.
They are.
If they don't get their 8 hours, they're going to be mighty cranky.
They're having their midday nap right now. And after they wake up, they've got to have their milk and cookies in their playtime session. So they won't be ready for a while.
And it's St. Patrick's Day, so we can't get the Irish.
Well, shit, O'Neill's being like, well, I'm sort of Irish, so I'm going home now.
I am wearing green.
So yeah, everyone's fucking dead, and is that a pyramid? Uh-oh.
It's not just one pyramid, but three massive fuck-off pyramids.
Wah, wah. So it's safe to say they're probably here.
Yeah.
I think the Gould are here.
Yep. Yeah. But we've got no time to... Where? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, and Kendra's like, hey, yeah, the Gould came from the fucking skies.
Going. Not Kendra.
Yeah, sorry. I read my notes and I got a fucking brain rot. I have brain rot.
Yeah. It's the end of the world. It's Ragnarok. We're all gonna fucking die.
Yeah, Kendra knew it was the Gould. So we plan to rush the gate and send you this. And my kids and my husband are fucking dead. I'm kind of holding it together as best I can right now, you know?
Well, we don't have time to feel sad right now because we're under attack.
Yeah. The boys are back in town because here come the Jaffa boys.
Hell yeah. Unfortunately, they have one weakness.
Grenade.
Frag out!
I mean, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. To be fair, I actually... I've not tested...
It's my weakness.
I'm not really sure. I've never tested it, quite frankly. We could be surprised, right? We never know.
Do you know what? We could.
You never know until you try, and I don't intend to try until I need to.
See, I've never been shot with a gun. the results could be surprising, right? We should try it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
The Gould may think they are very smart man. Maybe. I have yet to meet man who can outsmart hand grenades.
Listen, I've yet to be cleaved in half by a 10 out of 10 smoke show baddie trans woman.
Listen, this can be arranged.
We need a test. Exactly, yeah. We need to find out what will happen.
So, I mean, what are you after? Battle axe? Katana? Greatsword? What do you want?
No, katana. I don't want to fucking weave. Give me some fucking respect here.
Okay. How about the ceremonial sword carried by Penny Mordaunt?
I'm thinking. We've got to consider this one seriously, you know?
Yeah, we've got to consider killing one of the hosts. See if she can survive. But it's okay.
And to be fair, Penny Mordaunt might do it because I am a trans
this
woman.
This is true, so. Yes. I mean, I was just going to steal the sword and do it. But yeah.
All right. I thought explicitly you were saying that Penny Mordaunt would
do it. No. I was saying you wanted a 10 out of 10 smoke show baddie, and that's me.
Hell yeah.
Have you not seen my ears? They're so fluffy.
Hey, Ryan, you wanna get in on this?
No.
It's okay. Listen, it's okay, right? So after they get the two Jafar with the horn, the Jafar toot their gay little horn and the fucking chase is on.
They do. It's so good. Did they have their gay little horn before? Or is this new?
They've had the gay little horn before.
They had it in the
episode where Heart of the Show Jackson kills a bunch of children symbiotes.
Boss, you killed a child.
Amazing. Mission complete.
Wait, I have the drop. Why did I just play the drop?
You killed a child.
Amazing. Mission complete. That right there is why you're the best, boss. The one and only.
Yeah, basically.
So, yeah, but unfortunately, the Gwolf have a second weakness.
Bullets. No, wait, that's later. Hiding behind a tree.
Yes. Where could they be? What about behind this giant conspicuous tree that's quite big, quite possibly big enough to hide two people behind?
I mean, yeah. No, we're going to go the other way. They wouldn't be something. They're running, we're chasing, and they don't stop and hide. We just chase until we catch. That's how it works, right?
Was this strange person-shaped lamp always here?
Yes. Yeah, please ignore the please ignore the giant moth looking at the lamp.
It's my fucking custom giant human-shaped lamp I've had for the last
It's
10
a family
years.
Heirloom.
Dare you.
Ah, but don't worry. These humans will be unable to resist the junior jumble.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Okay, right. So they reunite, and hey, Daniel has taken a small level in badass since last time, so he knows how to properly use a pistol. And
right, well, you know why he's using the pistol right now, though, right?
He hasn't got his SMG proficiency up to stat yet.
Well, no, it's because, as everybody knows, if you're a firearms expert like I am, switching to your secondary is always faster than reloading.
Yes, this is true. I mean, no, he just hasn't expanded his job grid far enough to get access to SMGs.
No, it's actually because he could use the SMG, but he's untrained in it and hasn't put the skill points into it, so his aim would be, like, really, really bad, and, like, the cursor doesn't even shrink to, like,
yeah, aim. That's true. Like, he doesn't have the stat points in small guns yet to be able to use it.
He's trying to use it, but unfortunately he picked, like, Adept and not Vanguard at the start of the game, so he's very limited in what kind of weapons he can use.
I mean, that's why you always pick the fucking biotic that charges and punches people in the face.
Yes, that's the Vanguard.
Oh, that is Vanguard, ah.
Fucking fake Mass Effect fan.
I can't remember the name.
Fake Mass Effect fan.
Wow. Yeah, that's why, yeah, unfortunately, Daniel's not specced into the Battle Mage, so he can't, You can't use the weapon and the magic at the same time.
But yeah. So, with everyone back together, the gang is reunited. Let's go and see Kendra. She was a great help last time. What could Kendra be?
Let's go
to
see her.
Our friend. Oh, our very much alive friend who can help us.
Our great friend, Kendra. She seems to look a lot more like a gravestone than I remember her looking like last time.
Yeah, basically. I mean, we do get to see some... I'm sorry. Nice examples of Viking burial culture, which... At least that's kind of correct.
Yeah, and immediately Carter starts stealing shiny shit from this person's grave.
White woman walks into a native gravesite and does just start stealing, yeah.
Once again,
we back on our colonialism, boys and girls.
Fuck yes! Let's go!
It's just the rules. Yeah, it's the rules.
Hey, Sam... That's for Kendra. She'll need it in the afterlife. What are you doing with the glove? Oh
my god! She has a power glove?
I love the power glove. It makes me feel bad.
You know the guy from that movie is a pedophile who's in prison now?
I hate my life.
He's probably got out by now, but yeah, he's a convicted child predator.
Yay. Thanks, Frosty. I didn't really want to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, the wizard? Well, that wizard better not be using his magic tricks around anywhere near a primary school now.
But yeah, it turns out that Carter has upgraded with her new trait, she can now use the hand device to fire a directed energy blast, or maybe if she trains hard enough, she'll be able to use the healing ray.
Well, but she has to learn to use the Force first.
She does. She needs a lot more training.
She has to gain mastery.
She needs to get the parts for a new lightsaber first, you know.
Yeah, they have to take her to the Crystal Caves and Island to make her lightsaber.
She needs more time meditating in the swamp.
Exactly.
I need to play Jedi Survivor, so I can't actually make any jokes right now.
I'll play Jedi Survivor in like 2 years once they fucking fix the game being so broken.
Yeah, it's basically
fixed
already. Yeah, I mean, essentially...
Does it still run like absolute dog shit?
In some areas, the thing is, I cannot guarantee...
I think this is
I also have a 38.
Yeah, this is the same thing I have with a few people, like, Nier Automata ran beautifully for me from day one, and everyone else is like, how can you play this? It ran fine on my 390X. Like, back when I had a fucking, other non-NVIDIA GPU.
Yes, all of the other brands.
I can't remember what it is. AMD.
Yes.
It's one of those things where, like, once you're at, like, the highest of the high end,
That is absolute... That's not true, Ryan. You know that's not true, Ryan. You know there are loads of games out... Basically, like, every fucking game that comes out on PC these days...
Oh, no. I don't mean, like, every game, but I mean some... Like some games that people go, this doesn't run fine or this doesn't work. You can just, like, go...
I'm saying that... shitloads of games that come out all of the fucking time are like, they're like, maybe you don't have enough good enough computers. Like, no, this runs like absolute shit on lowest settings in a 3080.
Yes, I know. I'm not talking. The thing is, you are literally talking about like five games.
Yeah, it's every fucking game that comes out.
Not the majority of games that are released. But yeah, it's one of those problems where, like, if you are, like... It's like looking for, like, issue, like help online, and someone goes, it runs fine for me.
Yeah, thanks!
That's not...
Yeah, it's... A lot of the problems is just there's too many system configs to even try, which leads to issues. It's like me trying to find out why my mods aren't working in RimWorld, and the answer is because I have 500 of them.
Well, that's a problem.
That's a RimWorld problem. but yeah, having Carter has taken a
play dwarf fortress, bitch.
No, having learned her, taken advantage and gathered her new equipment. It's off to the caves for everyone because once again the children lust for the mines.
I mean, they're not actually mining anything.
No, but they're going back to the caves.
I mean, this is just like a bear cave. This is just like where the fucking bear, where just like the tutorial bear in Skyrim lives. It's like, there's no mining going on here.
Fair enough.
But yeah, immediately every single fucking guy in that room is like, abso-fucking-lutely not, get these fuckers out of here.
Yeah.
They destroyed Thor's fucking hammer!
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they're the reason we're in this shit.
They did fuck us up, yeah.
But we're the reason you're in this shit. But we're the ones who are gonna get you out of it as well. Checks out to me. Yeah, absolutely. For once in this goddamn show, they pass a speech check.
They do, for once.
They pass the speech check, and they shouldn't really have passed the speech check.
You know, we've killed Guard before. Proof? No. Well, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, we're here to fix our mistakes, and we're going to fight hard until we solve everything. Yeah, works for me.
Yeah, we've got all of the latest supplies from the Acme Corporation, and we're ready to go after them.
I mean, to be fair, if you had Acme supplies, yeah, you'd probably win a fight.
Well, no, because if you have Acme supplies, for the sake of comedy, the giant anvil you've taken to take down the Gorg is going to drop on your head instead of those.
But here's the thing. Acme supplies hurt the villains, not the good guys.
Hope?
Yeah?
When are we going to tell Ryan about the United States military?
It's the Gorg. What?
Let me go to Wikipedia, en.wikipedia.org, list of United States war crimes.
List of United States military suppliers. Yeah, there's lots of them.
Exactly, yeah, everyone's favorite military supplier for the United States, the Acme Corporation. Subsidiary of Halliburton. Yep.
God damn it. But, oh, where the fuck? Yeah. So, let's see. They're in the caves. Carter's trying to get the healing device working. And then Kendra's just like, oh yeah. So there's this thing called the Hall of Thor's Might. And Jackson's like, holy shit, this might just be where Thor hid his juicy blunts and his guns.
Holy shit, I'm going to be able to write some fanfiction about this later on. What the fuck was that?
It sounded like an astronaut.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, okay. You're right,
Alan. Yeah, I'm good. Just a lot of pollen.
Oh, that's not... Oh.
That's fine, don't worry. Yeah. So, let's see. I want to point out... No, wait. Did I mention it? No. So, they go on recon, it's three pyramids and a fuckload of Jaffa, and there's only four of them. They probably don't have enough C4 for this shit. So, that's problem number one. Problem number two is, oh hey, new Gould spotted. Gould 2.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's got a new... It's the fucking guys that guarded Ra. It's the fucking Horus Guards.
Uh-oh.
Which, that's an interesting
Gould
thing.
Gould 2 just dropped, and, oh.
I'm pretty sure we're on Gould, like, 15 by this point, but...
We're up for number 15.
Okay, fine. New type of Gould just dropped. How about that?
All right. Oh, we'll give you that.
Thank you. Oh, you'll give me that, will you? I'll just fucking take it.
Fuck you.
Alright.
And speaking of getting fucked, the village idiot...
That was last episode.
Yeah. The village idiot who decided to go along with them has failed his stealth check gotten caught, and the leader of the Gould, a guy called Harrower, is there in fucking person to be like, hey, how do you feel about pain?
Hey, you up?
Yeah, would you be up for some S&M out in the dirt? I'm like,
hey,
pain.
Just saw your profile on Hinge, and my partner and I were looking for a third.
My partner and I saw you across the bar. We liked your vibes.
Yeah, we saw that your sexuality on Hinge is listed as bisexual, so we were just wondering if you were interested in being our unicorn.
Yeah. Listen, if you want to do a hookup like that, it's called Fat Life. Stop meeting people across the bar. At least get that safe word, people. The last time someone liked my vibe across the bar, I didn't get out of the basement for 3 weeks.
Hey, aren't you that? Hey, aren't you that Republican governor?
No. Fuck, was it in here or was it yesterday we were talking about, like, the Republican governor that was found out not to...
It wasn't a governor, it was just some fucking dude, but...
The Republican guy who it was found out that he wasn't just looking for dudes, he was a massive bottom who just did not want to...
Yeah, that was on... that was on the stream, we talked about that.
I thought so.
In between talking about fucking aliens, yeah.
Yeah, and me fucking killing
audience,
working class Joe.
If you're on the Patreon feed right now, comment underneath this episode whether or not you would fuck the facehugger from Alien.
Ryan, your thoughts?
Like, there's a very simple answer there.
Anyway. But yeah, it turns out Jack is smart. He's prepared for urban warfare and, hold on. No, it's not coming. Never mind, it was coming.
I am a storm, that is a project.
Sorry.
What's up? You
I
okay, honey?
Uh-huh. I was like, oh.
Oh, we didn't get
okay,
that.
Never,
okay.
That's good. But yeah, Jack is prepared for warfare, various kinds, and he's bought a silencer. As has Teal'c.
Hell yeah.
Like, they kill all the Jafar except for Harrower because, I have a personal defense shield.
I have a magical shield. Although, I'll give them a point here because since the shield is up, Teal'c does, for SG-1, does a rare smart move in this situation.
Yeah.
Blows his fucking rod up.
Yeah, blows like, the staff weapons on the floor up as they run off with the village idiot who... I don't think he's ever named. Is he named?
I don't know. You call him village idiot.
I did.
Yes, he has idiot vibes, but I would say less village idiot vibe and himbo vibe is what I got from him.
He is probably a noble Viking warrior. However, in the situation...
Himbo.
Yeah, fine. Fine, himbo vibes. Fine. I'll just roll with this. It's fine. We have episodes to do.
I'm sorry. This guy is the biggest fucking himbo ever.
Sword? No. Axe? Not now. I'm just imagining him now, like the little puppy, just like asking, "Can I throw my axe now?
Please."
Just like pouting with the throwing axe, like, "Let me throw." The fucking.
Let me bust.
Becky, please, let me throw.
Yeah, so...
Stealth bonus gone. Jafar status alert.
So, guys, things are looking bad right now.
Have you got good news?
Oh, yeah, we do. This motherfucker's been writing some Thor fanfic.
Things will not calm down, Daniel Jackson. They will, in fact, calm up.
Calm up.
I give this a...
He's got the spirit.
Yeah, there's
He's
some great lines in these last two episodes. I've just not been able to get them.
Yeah, oops. We should have got this one. This was a good one. But, yeah, we've gotta find the Hall of Thor's Might.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn, I just got it. You're implying it was Thor's sex dungeon. I'm that out of it right now. Oh, normally I would be the first to jump on that.
Oh no.
It's
The Hall of Thor's Might. It's under, it just so happens to be, I don't know, it's under like the Hollywood Hills house of like Kevin Spacey or whatever.
No.
It's got some great views of the scenic mountains, overlooks a local middle school.
Listen, one, can you say that about Kevin Spacey? Do we need to leave that? Can we leave that in?
Yeah, what do you mean? He's convicted.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Never mind then. But yeah, so we have a problem. The ghoul things are almost built, but if we see for them, how are we going to see for the ships that are arriving?
Well, what we should do here then is you go look for your magical Thor thing while Teal'c and I, we're going to play Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, my notes do say, okay, gang, let's split up. You look for clues. We'll go hunt us some Jafar.
Hell yeah. Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Wow.
Well, they don't find a hall, but with the help of Gearwin, they do find another hammer teleporter, and Jackson is just like me, he can't resist touching things. Hey, what's this button do?
Hey, big red button. That, as we all know, when one of those is there, you've got to press it.
You've got to press the big red button, yeah.
Yeah, you press the big red button, and then a bunch of, like, weird little, like, mini-games and games come up on your TV, which all want to make you pay loads of money for them.
God damn it.
That is a
I remember.
Especially outside
I was really
UK.
Reaching back from that
I
one,
remember.
Wasn't
I? Frosty, sweetie. I remember fucking teletext for the red button.
I remember teletext my granddad used
like,
it.
You looked up the football scores, you looked up the news. Because you didn't have BBC News. And now you still don't have BBC News, it's transphobic now. So anyway, speaking of grilling, Claymore mines loaded front towards enemy. Let's prepare for the grilling of the Gould. But I did skip a bit, but I just wanted to...
But they're not Claymore mines, they're C4.
I think they are mentioned as Claymores.
They say C4.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had this discussion last time the Claymores came up.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
They put a little shadow over Jack's face and like, quickly, we have to plant the C4!
Yeah. Meanwhile, underground, we see Thor as a hologram again. And he's like, yeah, it's time for me to jack off. You are going to perform some tests for me. And if you pass, maybe I'll show you the goods.
Okay, Thor, please. Oh, mighty one of the Asgards. Please tell me what your test for us is. We're so grateful to be here with you. Well, my children, my first test is the following. The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test that progressively gets more difficult as it continues.
Have you ever heard of a TV show called Gladiators?
Yes.
You may now walk the balance beam, and then at the other end, you must face Wolf.
And now you are finally through to the final challenge. You must face Takeshi Kitano himself.
Yes, that is the final challenge. When you pass all of Thor's trials, you get in your little go-kart and you have to fight Thor in his chariot. Oh no! No more winners today on Takeshi's castle. We'll see you next time.
Is that supposed to be Craig Charles?
It was so bad. My brain just went, this is Craig Charles, right? The problem is, I can't remember if Craig Charles did Takeshi's Castle in the period where he was so strung out on drugs it was obvious to anyone watching Robot Wars.
He did it in the 2000s.
So yes, that would be around that time.
Yeah, yeah. Because there was a previous run of it. I think it was there was a previous British run of it in like the 80s, I think so. And then they re-aired a bunch of the episodes again, just with Craig Charles commenting over.
Well, apparently there's a reboot.
Wait, there is?
There's a 2023 reboot. It's on Amazon Prime.
It is. fucking hell. Takeshi Kitano must be really fucking old in that go-kart.
Wow.
Dude's probably like as old as Henry Kissinger at this point.
Yeah, but Henry Kissinger made of sludge.
Takeshi's Castle. Result, Yomengon Season 2.
I'm pretty certain it's one of those... I'm pretty certain, from what I remember, Takeshi's Castle is one of those shows that was insanely old.
Yeah, before
it was ported to the, like, US and UK. Like,
apparently
so
it's on
old.
Amazon. Well, it might be on Prime US or something.
Well, like I said, it was... I think it was from the 80s, but it was contemporarily shown on British TV at the time. It just became more popular when they re-aired it with Craig Charles in the 2000s.
Hang on.
Yeah, welcome to Takeshi's Castle, everyone. We're not talking about stuff.
Takeshi's Castle Oversight, yep.
Yeah,
we're the Oversight Committee that tries to make the Japanese more woke and say you can't keep punching these poor Japanese people with the foam fist.
Kind of funny, though.
Yeah, oh...
Yeah, so it was in 1986, and it didn't come out in the have anywhere else till like 2000.
I forgot.
Or something.
Yeah, with such wonderful lines from Craig Charles as the happy clappy jappy chappies.
Oh god! Oh god! Some classic 2000s racism.
The classic, ha ha ha, it's funny because
these people don't look like me and they're breaking their legs.
Hey, at least we weren't still doing blackface comedy in the 2000s on TV in Britain, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Also.
Anyway, next bonus episode we will be talking about Little Britain.
No. Oh. What is your bonus pick after Max Payne, by the way?
Oh, is it me next?
It's Max Payne in July.
Yeah, I know. Is it me after? Yes. Again. Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to think about that. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Okay, right. Episode, because the problem is, this is a good episode, but not a lot happens, and there's nothing really to be funny about.
When an episode is legitimately just good to watch, it's really hard to land.
Like, Gladiator Asgard Edition is probably like the best we'll get out of this.
I do kind of love how like all of Thor's tests are basically like, do you guys go on those fucking like activity trips? In primary school, where you, like, stay at a place, like, for a few days, and then would do, like, rock climbing and shit. And,
yes,
like...
basically. It wasn't nowhere near
Yeah, this
cool.
is basically... And, like, making, like, shitty rafts and then falling
God,
in a river.
We didn't do anything that cool. We had, like, a giant, it was, like, a circular tarp, and you had to, like, run underneath it and change sides and not be hit by a ball. And we got to take a nice scenic walk, and someone pissed on an electric fence.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Of course.
Were they okay?
Yes, luckily it wasn't turned on.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's fucking boring.
Yeah, the farmer hadn't turned the electric fence on, so they didn't get fucking horribly injured.
I was hoping that this was going to be a story about bootleg SRS.
No. We were literally told to come into school with the stuff for the fucking... our trip, and then we walked over the hill to the next village over where the activity center was. It was like a 6-mile walk. From school. That's it. That's very little happened.
Uphill both ways. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. I'm just measuring the distance in my head. It's about, yeah, it's about 6 miles. Yeah,
I suppose it does make sense there are differences there. I am significantly younger than both.
Yeah. We grew up in different parts of the country and we're
yes.
But, so yeah, they're doing Asgard Gladiator. Like, Carter goes first, she goes over, she easily defeats Wolf. Like, she's pro at this. Gawain goes next, but she's struggling with the balance beam, the room is shaking, and she has to, like, go prone and grab it. And
yeah, but, you know, she's not very good at Mirror's Edge, unfortunately. And I can feel her there. It's quite difficult, you know, get used to it at first. Especially when they're not even easing you into it, right?
I mean, especially for someone who's never played a video game before. Dropping her in with Mirror's Edge.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It was quite a cruel idea, really, wasn't it?
Mm.
And Daniel's panicking because he normally plays, like, weird visual novels and he's got to try and help out.
Yeah, Daniel is trying his hardest. But, you know, it...
Yeah, he's like, can you help her with, like, the parkour? He's like, well, I kind of normally play Hearts of Iron 4, but I can give it a go.
Oh, God. Yeah, Daniel playing Hearts of Iron 4. Yep, that makes so much sense. Oh, I can imagine Daniel playing Hearts of Iron 4 with the weird mod on.
No, I can imagine him. I don't know, Daniel's probably... Do you think he's more of an EU4 or a CK3 kind of guy?
Carter is into Stellaris, I'll give you that. Yeah, Jackson's an EU4. Jackson's into CK3. No, O'Neill's into CK3, Jackson's into EU4.
O'Neill's into, like... O'Neill's a jock, he's into watching, like, American football.
Yeah, sorry, O'Neill's into, like, the latest NASCAR game or sports ball game they put out.
No, NASCAR is Hammond.
Oh, right, I meant to say this, right? So, you know we're going to be doing Max Payne?
Yeah.
Well, I was watching the trailer in between.
Yes.
And so, after one of the guys, so General Hammond obviously dies and gets replaced. One of his replacements is in Max Payne. Fucking General Hank Landry is in Max Payne. A character that will not be relevant until, like, season 9?
I did enjoy how much we all hyped up the fact that General Hammond was in Far Cry, and he appears in it for literally, like, 12 seconds.
Again, like, I guess I said in that episode, I must have slipped a fucking dimensional line, because I swear I remember him being in it more. Like, he comes back in later to buy the super soldiers and gets fucking minced.
Nope, he just says this shit is fucked and then leaves the movie.
Yeah, basically.
Which is the correct thing to do.
It is.
Both as a character and an actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're trying to shimmy across the balance beam, but unfortunately the ground starts to shake and they fall over and they die. Yeah.
Gawain falls, Daniel tries to grab her, and then never mind, they're safe on the floor.
Ah, you see, this was actually a test of the power of friendship.
No, this was a taste of bravery and self-sacrifice and courage.
What would four have done if they all just successfully made it across and no one needed to be helped?
I mean, I think the room is designed so one would have to fall unless...
Yeah, but what if they just had jetpacks?
Then they're more than advanced enough.
Like, just spitball.
Yeah, but what if they just had really good, like, tensile strength and just gripped it fine and they didn't fall? Like, Thor was like, oh shit, I didn't see this coming.
No, they just, like... They did, like, proper climbing and they sent over, like, the carabiners and anchored them in the rocks and just went... This is easy, really.
Yeah, they just we actually have a bunch of building supplies with us. They just build, like, a bridge.
Ah, my name is Sam Porter Bridges. What an easy trial for me.
Yeah, I just put down one of the bridge constructs, and then all of the players online gave me a big thumbs up.
But yeah, Thor punk them. Well, off to the next room we go. And I gotta say,
The Riddle of the Runes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but also, how much EOD training is Tailcat? Because he is deploying those claymores like a fucking pro.
I mean, he's learned on the job quite a lot by this point.
I mean,
Plant C4 is like the second go-to option they always go for.
True.
When Plan A fails, Plan B is always Plant C4.
Well, you see, Apophis, where you see one, Tari, I see four.
That was a good try, honey.
I can't quite hit the vocal register anymore. I've, you know. Village Himbo is like, we must fight the Ettins, and Jack and Tilk are like,
no, just grab
dude,
his
no,
axe.
No, buddy, just dude, don't watch dude. This shit. Boom.
Yeah, yeah, like the Jafar start walking by, and then one of them accidentally steps on a pressure plate, and they hear the sound. Like, oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. And then Jack and Tilk hit the C4, and kaboom, we see the annual Gould toss event, seeing how far they can toss a flying Jafar with an explosive.
Yeah, I've always wondered what it's like to toss a Jafar.
Is that just Tilk, or is that any?
I mean, wait till we meet the female Jafar. That's all I'm gonna say.
O'Neill.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're called the Hack Till.
O'Neill, there is a technique among our Jafar where if you sit on your hand until it goes numb, it feels like somebody else's hand.
Hammond of Texas, have you heard of the old Gould tradition called the soggy biscuit?
It is a rite of passage.
Tradition.
It is a rite of passage for all Jafar.
How far is the episode?
I mean, we're pretty far into the episode, actually.
We are quite far. Like, we're about like more than halfway through the episode, to be fair. We're an hour into the episode.
Yeah, halfway. Yeah. Wow. They've basically gone through all of their explosives now.
Yeah. And then, so they have to resort to a gun.
But not only do they have to resort to gun, their new friend is like, ooh, can I throw an axe? Can I throw an axe, please? Please, please, can I throw an axe? Please, can I throw an axe?
Yeah, except he does, because they're like, hell yeah, we got the oh shit, the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, go on with my axe. You guys wanna, you know, get a few beers, you know, just sort of hang out and chill. You wanna come inspect my longboat, if you know what I mean? Next episode, we actually learn that, the Holy Grail is actually corrupted, and it might grant your wishes, but it will grant them in unexpected ways that might not be as how you intended.
Are you just like
no?
This
is fate law. This is fate law. This is a path we do not wish to tread in this podcast.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to talk about fate, man.
Yeah, welcome.
The only thing I know about Fate is Ishtar and Ass. That's about
welcome to Fate's Day. Welcome to Fate, home of Astolfo.
No.
Yeah. Ishtar. Famously, Fate's Day Night, which Astolfo is famously in.
He's in one of them.
I have no
You're
idea.
The Fate Frosty.
He's in fucking. It's from Apocrypha and Grand Order.
Thank you, honey.
Learn your fucking Fate
no.
lore.
Make me.
Listen, okay, let me tell you about Fate, alright? There's Fate Zero, there's Fate's Day Night, and all of the related media to Fate's Day Night. Hey, listen! And then I was just gonna say... Listen! And then I was just gonna say that not... Let me speak! Please let me speak! I was just gonna say that none of the rest of it is worth consuming. I wasn't even saying anything that time.
That was the joke. It's fine.
Anyway, so we start in the Kingdom Hearts series. There's a group. There are four factions.
Can we just please talk about the episode?
Listen, right? It's time for Dr. Thorashima's brain training, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you've got to solve the riddle of the runes. What's with all the circles? Why are there geometric shapes? Don't worry about it, because we're cutting to SG-1 being hunted like dogs.
Well, what's going on here is that if you...
Alright, yeah, that joke is old.
That's a shit joke now.
Yeah.
You played it out, honey. You've played out the joke now.
So I'm not playing. All right, what did you want to say?
Nah, fuck you. You don't get the bit now.
Okay.
You've ruined the moment. You've ruined the moment. Fuck you. You don't get the bit now.
All right, carry on with the episode then.
So, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And now we're back to the rune time.
Yep.
And trying to figure out what the fucking deal with all of these runes and pictographs are. And they're missing the obvious answer, which of course is... the answer that Thor is looking for is they need to draw two vertical lines of equal height. Two vertical lines where one is slightly taller than the other. Two vertical lines of equal height again. And then a vertical line and a horizontal line next to each other.
No. What actually is that...
Tell me, Dr. Jackson, have you ever experienced loss before in your life?
I fucking love in a show when someone just, like, looks at a person they've never spoken to, they know nothing about, and go, "You've never lost anything." It's like, ask first. It's so easy.
Thor is about to time them out and says, "The exams are over now. Please put down your pens. We will be coming to collect your papers now. Please do not talk. Please remain seated and quiet until you have been dismissed from the exam."
Wait. I got it. Right? It's
basic primary school maths.
Yeah. I'm doing doctor. I forgot to do my brain training this day.
I get the feeling Thor was looking down on the people that he was protecting. It's like, "No, they won't get this, mate. They won't get this." All right. What's 3 minus 6? Huh?
What is? Yeah? Can you figure it out? Can you figure out what plus 3 minus 1? 6 is?
They'll never get it. They don't know negative numbers yet. They're
dumb.
They'll never get it.
Yeah, I do love that. It seems kind of that the only reason no one has solved these trials before is that they just appear to be scared to touch the pillar.
Yeah, basically.
Can you imagine, like, he says that and the tilt just goes, -3.
I mean...
The chosen one.
I mean, half of it is that they are all too scared because they're scared of Thor's wrath, and half of it is they haven't mastered the basic mathematical concept of pi, which Dr. Jackson has to use his brain to realize, how do I put... Well, no, to be fair, Carter solves that one, not Jackson, because Jackson's like, 3.14159, what does it mean? The numbers, Mason, what do they mean?
The numbers! Yeah, and then for some reason, out of nowhere, he's like, "I've got to kill Castro."
For fuck's sake.
Please, Carter, you don't understand. I have to kill Dragovich now.
All right, guys, I'm sorry. Anyone is listening to this, I'm leaving now.
We are not holding this man hostage. We are holding this man hostage until we finish this episode.
I just... Fucking hell.
I didn't even do anything. She did this one.
Yeah, but you... you instigate and you go along with it. And
I know what I did. Yes, I'm a very bad girl.
Daniel, tell us what happened in the Bay of Pigs.
Nothing happened.
Oh, God, right. But can I just point out, is it just me that when Daniel draws the line in the sand, it looks fucking weird? I don't know if it's the CG or the sand, but it just looks...
And then the goofiest fucking twist occurs right at the end of this fucking scene.
Yeah.
The true form of the Asgards appears before them.
And it is literally the little gray
It's fucking,
man.
Yeah, E.T. fucking over there, right?
Yes, but I do want to remind you, what did we see at the start of Stargate, the movie? They imply...
Racism.
They implied that Ra's host at the time was a little gray alien that looked a lot like this.
Well, then why didn't Ross
long,
stay?
There's actually a lot of explanation why you don't want to stay in an Asgard long term. That will come later.
Okay.
That's more lore, but...
So the movie basically does the thing where they have a little grey man as, you know, the joke of an alien is a little grey man.
Yeah, but what if?
Hang on a minute. what if
we played this bit seriously?
Hey, what if they're like the most intelligent, the most devastating and strongest aliens to ever
exist? What if they were little grey men? Yep.
Size masses.
Yeah. The camp's been found. They're all about to fucking die. And like, oh no! I hope they come back with that weapon!
Meanwhile, in the cave, you fucked this... So, first you fuck up the hammer, and now you have fucked up the test that we set for the locals.
No, in the cave, it's like, it's just a hologram, dude. No.
Oh, we've been listening to you this whole fucking time.
Yeah, I'm in fact...
Like, wait a minute, you're not part of this planet? No, we interfered. You interfered?
You morons.
Get out of here!
Yeah, you've interfered twice. How dare you ruin our plans?
How dare you ruin our plans, which honestly make no sense, because these are all humans on a different planet that the Asgards took them from Earth and shoved them here and then didn't think that maybe they could go back to Earth, considering Earth
is... You'll get to learn the truth about who we are once you finally pass your GCSE maths exam.
You're fucking lower.
You must finish this cartridge of Dr. Kawashima's brain training.
But like,
and
legit,
you must
like,
get a brain
like,
age that is within an appropriate range of similar to or just below your age.
I thought you were going to say a chin. But yeah, it's... I get the feeling, I don't know yet, but I get the feeling that Asgards are going to be like sew up their own asses about, like, shit that they're not going to listen to reason for a while.
Good news!
Fucking Crypto Spiridion over here trying to lecture us, right?
Good news, everyone!
I get the feeling they're going to be like the no, you're not ready for our help. It's like, but we're all going to die if you don't... No, you're too dumb. But we're all going to die.
I mean, the Nogs already did that, but...
Yeah.
But you're probably right, they're gonna do it again. Like, you're
good
right.
News, we will see more of the Asgard than we will the Nox.
Hey, remember the Nox? Remember when we established that the Nox actually have a super powerful, super secret invisible city?
Yeah.
I sure hope that comes back.
It won't. Again, I think the Nox have like one more appearance in this show. Off the top of my head. So, yeah. Good news, everyone.
Yeah, they arrive back, but their friend isn't there with them.
Nope. Kendra is gone, and...
She's not Kendra.
Oh, it's going.
Kendra's a fucking... Kendra's in a hole in the fucking ground.
Kendra's
tired.
A corpse and Carter
Sorry.
Stole her
Gilwyn
jewelry.
Gilwyn is fucking gone. Carter and Daniel go back to the cave and it's like, oh, we're at number 20 to 1.
You got nothing. We got nothing.
They have no weapons and they have heavy and they've bought the fucking mounted staff cannon. We are.
Oh,
fucked.
No. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Listen up, everybody. I've just checked the episode runtime. We have about 2 minutes left, so we're going to be fine.
Yeah, we're going to surrender. This is not a two-parter. We're not doing a two-parter mid-season yet.
Yeah, it turns out Thor's kind of changed. Thor's changed his mind. And he's going to press the resolve the episode button.
I mean, he doesn't just press he presses the fucking wipe effect in Adobe to undo everything that the Jafar have done.
Yeah, he's pulled out his fucking copy of Windows XP Movie Maker and using all of the transitions that he can.
Yeah. Every transition is used. All the Jafar, the pyramids, everything is removed except the dead bodies.
Yeah, yeah. And when we say removed, we mean literally, like, just, like...
Gone. Removed.
Yeah, just hit the backspace. You hit the leak key. It's not blown up. It's not, like... I just fade out.
Yeah, he's... They literally did just Control-Z-ed the entire situation. And said, yeah, that's done. We're done.
Yeah, and the fucking Horus dude just fucking... It's like, well, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, fucking Herawa just has already realized shit's going to hit the brakes.
I'll get you next time, Gadget!
Yeah. Yeah. Gawain appears when all the Jafar are gone, like, hey, I'm alive. Good to see you. Thor sends his regards. He's an Asgard.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Asgard are coming here to help us now. So fuck you. You can't regime change us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was chatting with Thor about what we're going to do next. And he was like, no. Yeah, no. Those Americans are going to come regime change your ass, like, right now.
Yeah. So what you got to do is we're going to leave. So the Asgard are going to leave us a teacher, build us a new hammer, which will make an exception for Teal, so you can come back here. They never come back here.
And also we're going to leave you with the Wikipedia page for the list of United States war crimes.
But yeah, sorry about... You can't meet the Asgard. You can't hang with them. You're too young. You're not cool. But it's okay. You're welcome back on Sumeria anytime. Planet never appearing in this franchise again.
Hey, you can't conclusively say that. No. I'm talking about when our amazing, incredible Amazon reboot happens, of course.
Oh, Jesus. Is that still happening?
We've not heard any news about it.
So, we did it, guys. We got through it. We finished the episode.
It's a good episode.
It was. But also, we're incredibly tired.
And hot.
And Ryan is feeling Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
So, what does this episode say about the United States military?
Says a lot more about the Asgard military.
Yeah. Real social commentary on the Asgard. Really useful for our cutting analysis about how we can relate this to militarism in the real world.
Hey, we should have sent, like, multiple teams to deal with an invasion. No, we'll send 4 guys. But that's just how the show works.
Yeah, we have to send Gaz, Baz, and Donald McDonald.
Stop it!
No, we'll not stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Stop, exactly.
Fuck me.
Yes, that is...
Well, if you would like to
really
fuck me,
good episode.
We have a Patreon. We have a Patreon.
It's a good episode. It's the start of, like, SG-1 meeting the Asgard, SG-1 interacting with the wider universe beyond just, haha, the ghoul and planet of people living in mud huts of the week.
I'll give you guys a secret. We're all quite tired.
Oh, before we go, though, there's one thing I want to bring up on the podcast. Yeah. In our recent Alien Isolation stream, someone brought up the possibility of us also posting our podcast to OnlyFans.
I don't think we're allowed to.
What do you mean we're not allowed to?
Like, we're not. With like OnlyFans is for lewds, not for podcasts.
I mean, what we could do is
just stream the fucking podcast on Twitch.
I mean, not on paper. Anyway, Ryan will be posting some exclusive bonus content, wink wink, on OnlyFans.
Ryan is leaving the podcast now, and Ryan doesn't know when Ryan will be back.
Stop scaring the third host of the podcast off.
Ryan's going to be posting. Ryan's going to be posting thirst traps in his boxing gear to promote his upcoming match against Uwe Boll.
Boxing gear. Oh right, yeah.
Ryan, you can find him in your phone where he is asleep.
Honestly, Uwe Boll's age now. Okay, I could probably.
I don't know though. He's been running a restaurant ever since. You know, all that pent up anger. You know, who knows what he can do with it, right?
I think his restaurant's shut. He's been busy making his fucking right wing lunatic kills the president movies, where the right wing lunatic is the good guy.
Oh, fuck.
I think, like, he tried to get a fourth one crowdfunded and it failed. Welcome to Uwe
Boll. Oh, poor special boy.
Dishing to retire response, restaurants. Yeah, Rampage President down. Boll quit. But then he's back because he's making fucking House of Evil, The Decline, Germany in Winter, First Shift, 12 Hours, and Ness. And...
He did he's making an Earthbound movie? Video. What?
He did a Nightwish music video.
What the fuck does an Uwe Boll music video look like?
The music video for Wish I Had an Angel by
Nightwish.
I don't
want to know.
Podcast is over, by the way. You can go.
We have a Patreon. We have a Patreon, don't we?
We do.
Patreon.com/SGOPodcast, where we have... We have additional bonus content, including extended cuts in some of these episodes, as well as a monthly bonus episode. Our next one is going to be Max Payne, the movie.
Yeah, and next week's episode is probably the next episode of Stargate.
Next week's episode is going to be, isn't that Evangelion?
Evangelion is released. No, Ava releases on the 20th.
Okay.
This episode will release on the 4th of July. So in theory, the next episode, we've got one more episode of Stargate than the bonus episode.
I think your math is getting a bit wrong there, but sure.
No.
The 20th is next week.
Yeah. So the 20th is Ava.
And then the 27th.
27th is the episode before this. This episode releases on the 4th.
Oh right, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm. Yeah,
I know my episode release schedule.
Yeah, I know how podcasts work.
So next week we're doing the next episode, which is Message in a Bottle, and then the week after we're going to be doing you know what it is, Max Payne. Max Payne next the week after.
Anyway. We've been Stargate over some, maybe.
Possibly.
Twitch.com/HFrayal, Twitch.tv/HopeFrayal.
Twitch.tv/OctishaFrost, where next time on my next stream, which will be possibly some point this year, we will be having guest host Ryan on to talk about his exclusive interview about his upcoming boxing match against Uwe Boll.
I mean, as long as I get paid.
He thinks he gets paid. Thank you everyone for listening.
Bye.
Hello, goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Let's wrap this up, shall we? That was the Heat Madness duology. Sorry I uploaded it late. I was tired. I didn't finish doing it on time because I'm a lazy motherfucker. Anyway, patreon.com/sgopodcast for the extended cut of this. And thank you to everyone for listening. I, of course, am Hope Freyrall. I'm the editor, executive producer, and I basically have every position on this podcast except host more than once, so... See you next week with Message in a Bottle. Enjoy the orb.